Headlines in Rhymes.
While Assad and resistance in Syria busy disputing, along comes Russia and Vladimir Putin. The strange thing is, Russian bombs mostly missed ISIS and caused more civilian areas to fall into crisis. Al-Aqsa clashes widen. Apartheid Zionists walking on Muslim holy land, fighting in Hebron, Nablus. Palestinians armed with nothing more than rocks and catapults in hand. Eco-mobility hit Centen and many people were left furious. How do I ride a bicycle with my laptop bag in my lunchbox? Please tell me, I'm curious. COSATU had a march and they came out in numbers. But it was nothing more, it seems, like a rumble in a concrete jungle. Fox News called Mayfair a no-go zone, but they lied, as usual, and we all had a moan. They said ISIS Mzanzi recruited from there, but the Times sent a journo out, and she laid all the facts out there. Mainstream media always hating what's a Muslim to do. A guy mowing the lawn, they probably say he's attacking the grass. If a Muslim puts some water in the freezer, they'd say, hey, that's ISIS. Don't make me laugh. Today they're gonna give out the Nobel Peace Prize. Will they give it to the Pope? Nope. Angela Merkel, the German Chancellor,
who helped Syrian refugees cross the border hurdles.
Or will it be Iran's Foreign Minister Javad Zarif? Israel would probably die of grief. A US Senator John Kerry, the captain of the so-called peace ferry. Well, it sunk. And that's the headline rhymes for me this week. I'm done.
Headlines in Rhymes.